It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Coronavirus relief is becoming a real cliffhanger. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. So just to catch us all up here, for months there was no coronavirus relief. Then Congress finally passed a bill this week. Most people assumed the president would sign it, and instead he has denounced it, saying the $600 stimulus checks were ridiculously low and that the number should be upped to $2,000. The House will be in session today. Will Congress change the bill? Will the president veto it? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has the latest.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced that Democrats will try to pass a bill today increasing the checks from $600 per person to $2,000, a number they'd been pushing for, which President Trump now supports. But that would require a unanimous vote, and Republicans will probably object. If they do, Democrats could hold another vote on Monday. The House and Senate could also be voting on another stopgap funding bill. If they don't, the government runs out of money and shuts down on Monday. Meanwhile, unemployment benefits for millions of Americans are set to expire on Saturday without an extension in the COVID relief bill Congress and the president are continuing to argue over. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Now, normally this time of year, we see hundreds of thousands of jobs appear out of thin air for a few months. These are temp jobs, clothing stores hiring to deal with swarms of holiday shoppers, bars, restaurants, hotels, too. It is like a holiday present to the economy. It increases employment and puts money in people's pockets. All of that this year has been blunted thanks to COVID-19, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
Stores and malls hired around 700,000 temporary seasonal workers in the fall of 2019. As of the end of November this year, gains in temp jobs were running way behind that pace.
Retail hiring fell 12.5%, fairly significant drop off.
Andy Challenger at outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas says there is more e-commerce hiring.
A big boom in the transportation and warehousing sectors, up about 137%.
But he says that still only makes up about half the seasonal jobs missing from brick-and-mortar retailers. There's a slowdown for app-based gig workers, too. Last year, Joe Fifield drove for Uber and Lyft in Minneapolis to supplement his income. This year, he's delivering for DoorDash, and he says it's not as easy to make money.
You spend a lot more time driving with an empty car.
He says he's making about 20% less than last year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Let's take a look at the numbers. The FTSE in London is down less than a tenth of a percent. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up around 0.2%. Dow future up 52 points. 10-year Treasury yield is at 0.942%. And Alibaba Group, China's market regulator, is launching an anti-monopoly investigation of that e-commerce giant. The company's stock is down 3% in pre-market trading. Earlier this year, at the height of the Black Lives Matter protests that followed the killing of George Floyd, there was a big push on social media for consumers to support Black-owned businesses. Many reported a big spike in sales around that time. Marketplace's Samantha Fields looks at whether that support for Black-owned businesses has carried over into this holiday season.
Early June was a crazy time for Tiffany Griffin. Bright Black, the candle company she owns with her husband, was included on one of those lists of Black-owned businesses that went viral on social media.
We started seeing this exponential increase in sales.
At the time, Griffin thought it was a fad and that business would drop off again after a few days or weeks, but it didn't.
It stayed really high.
After that initial spike, the company somehow got on Beyoncé's list of Black businesses to support. Then there was a collaboration with HBO and another with Michelle Obama. But Bright Black may be an exception. Samara Walker owns Oughta Be, a beauty company that sells vegan nail lacquer and soy polish remover. And while she also saw a big spike in sales at the height of the Black Lives Matter protests,
it didn't maintain. So it spiked up for like maybe 2 to 3 months. It was like a strong uptick. And then it kind of slowly fell off. We did have some uptick for the holiday,
but nothing like in the spring and summer. There's no data at this point on how Black-owned businesses are doing in terms of sales. But Jade Magnus Oganaki of the racial justice nonprofit Color of Change says the pandemic has been hard on most of them.
Black businesses were much less likely to get aid, much less likely to have their applications for PPP looked at and assessed in a reasonable period of time, and overall struggled the most.
Between February and April, more than 40% of Black-owned businesses closed, at least temporarily, compared to less than 20% of white-owned businesses, says Robert Fairley, a professor of economics at the University of California, Santa Cruz. But since then, Black-owned businesses have bounced back.
At this point in time, the number of active business owners who are Black has actually, you know, recovered to the full February level.
But Fairley says that doesn't necessarily mean they're making money. Tiffany Griffin says her candle company is not super profitable right now, even with the increase in demand over the last 6 months.
We're in that precarious state of business where you need money to make money.
But she's feeling optimistic going into 2021, especially when she reads the little gift notes that people have been writing on their holiday orders.
Shopping small and Black-owned, or hope you like this from a Black-owned business.
That tells her that a lot of people are still shopping their values. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
And I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.